France has been trying to expel some Muslim clerics from foreign countries, accusing them of supporting terror or not respecting human rights. But in the most high-profile case, the court said the expulsion of one imam to his home country of Algeria was unjustified. He's now been allowed to return to France, and the interior minister wants to change the law. Some analysts warn that it'll be difficult for the government and the courts to determine who is unacceptably radical and what constitutes support for terrorism. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris.
The call to prayer in the Grand Mosque of Paris. As in most of France's mosques, much of the funding is foreign. Most of the imams in France are too, from North Africa, Turkey, African nations, and Gulf states. And half of the 1,300 or so Muslim preachers in France are thought to not even speak French. The government is worried about foreign imams winning converts to fundamentalist Islam among Europe's biggest Muslim community, estimated at 4 million. Last month, it went so far as to expel Abdelkader Bouzian, an Algerian imam preaching near the central city of Lyon. A magazine quoted him as wishing the entire world would convert to Islam and saying that wife-beating and polygamy were permissible. Speaking from exile in Algeria, he told French radio he had been misquoted. I was talking about the Muslim religion and what is written in the Quran, he said. I have said nothing against French laws. In my mosque, I always say, be careful. You are in a country where there are laws, so respect them. He who would like to respect only religious laws can head back to his country. As it turned out, the French courts decided Bouzian can come back. After his expulsion, they twice rejected the government's reasons for it, saying there was no proof the imam was a threat to public safety, calling for holy war, or supporting terrorism. That's an embarrassment for Dominique de Villepin. Once France's high-flying foreign minister, he's struggling to make his mark as the new interior minister and has made cracking down on radical Islam a personal crusade. He told Parliament the double rejection by French courts only meant it was time for a change in the law.
Nous sommes confrontés aujourd'hui à un obstacle juridique.
We are today confronted by a judicial obstacle, said de Villepin. He explained that he wanted decisions on expulsions taken out of the hands of local courts and to be taken by France's top administrative court. That way, he said, secret information about possible terrorism would not have to be made public. De Villepin may be running into problems with the courts, but public opinion is on his side. Polls show many people in France are worried about fundamentalist Islam taking root here. A large majority supported the recent law banning headscarves in public schools. Still, cracking down on radical imams won't be easy, warns a leading specialist on Islam. Olivier Roy says what the government is most concerned about is the influence of Salafists, fundamentalists who advocate a return to a time when pure Islamic law governed the lives of Muslims. But he says it will be hard to distinguish between a sermon on values from a call to political action.
The problem is the confusion which is made by the government between Salafism and terrorism. Many Salafists are, I would say, very conservative but politically moderate people.
De Villepin recently set up a special council of imams and academics to study ways of funding Muslim theological training in France, but the previous government tried to do the same thing. And, as Roy points out, France's Muslim community is so disparate and divided, it will prove difficult to impose on all the moderate Islam à la Française the government would like. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.